don't look at, they are opposing who? They are looking at what action they do. They take it is so small. توبت الأوساد من استغلال المعصية وهو عين الجرأة والمبارزة ومحض تزين بالهمية والاسترسال للقطيعة. That is تزين means like you or someone ornament himself. He looks good for himself. He looks good to himself. And he looks good to himself. And all of these notions are ignorance. This is a type of ignorance that people have when they look at the scene the way they do not take it too much. They do not take it high. They do not take it important. And they take every scene to be so little. So it becomes for them very khafif and easy to do sin. And tawbatul khas, khasse, that's tawbah of special people. So tawbah of the middle class people was those people who have a lot of bravery in doing sins and they take the sins small. Tawbatul khasse min tazi'il waqt. فَإِنَّهُ يَدْءُ إِلَى دَرَكَ النَّقِيسَ. What is دَرَكَ النَّقِيسَ? Darak usually is referred to levels, but for bad things, for negative things they call. When they want to talk about Jannah, they say مَرَاتِبُ الْجَنَّةِ, but they say دَرَكُ الْجَهَنَّمِ. دَرَكَاتُ الْجَهَنَّمِ means the levels of Jahannam. So similarly it refers to فَإِنَّهُ يَدْءُ إِلَى دَرَكُ النَّقِيسَ تَوْبَةُ الْخَاسِ. The repentance of very highly spiritual people who have really worked high and they have reached to the high level. It is توبه من تزيي الوقت, من spending, wasting time. That's one of everyone to refer to yourself and see how much of our time is waste. It very depends on considering something waste or not. It all depends on what do we see, the main context. It's in a context it makes sense. Okay, what am I doing? What waste am I doing? I'm going to work from morning until 6 o'clock, again from 6 to 8. I'm doing this extra job because I have to prepare my family's living, and then from 8 to 10 I'm having my dinner and I'm with my family, and from 10-11 I'm sleeping up to 6 o'clock. What is waste here? It's all alhamdulillah good things. But this context which I just gave, these three few main things that we do, is if we are born for dunya, if we were born to live in this dunya, yes, that was a very good thing. There is no waste in it. But we have many ahadith, and I don't need to go really to bring any proof that you all know that we are not made for dunya. We are the creatures for an eternity and for an eternal life, of which only 60, 70 years, maximum 80, 90 years could be in this dunya. And even in this dunya, there are people who are living in this dunya, but they are not in this dunya. They are in their barzakh and they are in their akhirah, their urafa. And in that context, then we will see most of the things we do is waste. Waste in a sense that I once discussed in the issue of sustenance and rizq, that Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a letter to Imam Hassan alayhi salam, says that he says rizq, there is two types of rizq. A rizq that is, it will come to you no matter what you do or what you do not. And then he calls it a second type of rizq, no matter what you do, you never reach to it. And then he says, somewhere along those lines is there, that even if you do extra work and you do reach to something extra, what you have done, you have wasted the first purpose of Allah. We were created to learn and to do ibadat of Allah. So what is the point of, even if you are able to work extra hard and to earn few dollars more, but the first purpose of creation, which was us to, in the way of Allah, reach to ibadat, do the ibadat of Allah and know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have wasted all of those times. So we have to see the context. Once we have put the right context under all of our actions, then we will see how much of the things we do is waste. So everyone should work this for himself. This is not something an outsider can come and say, yes, this you do is waste, that is waste, that is waste. Everyone must first create the context, write on this, put a piece of paper like this, and write all the things that you think that we have come for. Where have we come from? What are we doing here? What should we be doing here? Where are we going? Underneath you make the list of the things. Then present what the actions that we do time-wise and see whether it fits here or not. Then we will find 3/4 of the things that I do is waste. توبت الخاص من تزيء الوقت, from wasting of the time. فَإِنَّهُ يَدْعُ إِلَى دَرَكٍ نَغِيسَ, because it invites us, it takes us, it drags us, that تزيء الوقت drags us to all, to lowness and fault. وَيُطْفِعُ نُورُ الْمُرَاقِبَةِ, and it puts off, because there is a nur in every human being, in our heart, there is a nur, there is a light, which with that light, the work of that light is to do muraqabah. It keeps reminding you. Gradually, with wastage of time, gradually that light turns off. And it's no more there. We never get reminded again. So we just keep continue what we do, and in Quran, it's referred to, this issue is referred to as istidraj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when people do this, they get trapped into istidraj. They get ni'mat after ni'mat, so that they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I say ni'mat after ni'mat, I mean, you do this and then that a person like that. And then he gets into a new business, then that new business leads to a different new business, that new business leads to all those opportunities that suddenly we say, in Farsi we say, at Sare Piche Behesh Zahra. Piche Behesh Zahra, Behesh Zahra is the symmetry of Tehran. Piche Behesh Zahra means that last curve which leads to Behesh Zahra. So we just jump up in the last curve that leads to Behesh Zahra, the symmetry. Then you realize, oh my God, what I was doing. That is called istidraj. So we get trapped into istidraj. So إِلَى دَرَكَ النَّغِيسَةَ وَيُطْفَعُ نُورَ الْمُرَاقِبَةِ, that nur al-muraqibat, which protection and which protects us by reminding us, that nur and flame and light becomes خاموش and is put off. وَيُكَدِّرُ عَنِ الصُّحْبَةِ, يُكَدِّرُ عَنِ الصُّحْبَةِ means it darkens our companionship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is darkening of our companionship with Allah? Where do we become companion of Allah? Companionship of Allah is in those, at least a level of it, is those times that doors of hikmat opens to heart. That is, you're becoming companion of Allah because of all those muraqibat, because of all those keeping away of all those bad things, doing all recommended things, learning all those ma'arif, having sahar, having hunger, having all those things which are recommended for, we start to gradually become companion of Allah by starting dripping down those ma'arif and hikmat of Allah. So we are kept away. With this way, he says, يُكَدِّرُ عَنِ الْصُحْبَةِ, we become, our companionship with Allah becomes darkened, closes down. And this is what Khaja Abdullah Ansari says about 3 levels of Tawbah. And of course he also says that تكميل التوبة is توبة عن التوبة. That means we should not rely on our توبة. Oh Allah, yes, I did توبة. Because also at the end of all of this, We become so proud that we are doing tawbah. And we have to do tawbah from the tawbah that we do. Yes? Confusing? Yes? Yes or not? What does that mean, doing tawbah from that, from tawbah? That means I do tawbah, I make intention not to do this, not to do that, not to do that. But even this, in this intention, there is naqs. It's not pure. How much, if it was pure, we wouldn't have done anything, or any of these things that we do, every time we do tawbah, we keep repeating them. That means there is a naqs, there is a fault, there is an imperfection in our intention. In our intention is not pure. So we are, basically, we do tawbah while we do tawbah from that tawbah. So that means we are trying to increase our pure. No, it doesn't mean, it doesn't stop you from tawbah. That means every time we have to try to purify our intention in tawbah. Purification of tawbah is when we do niyat, intention of tawbah, which is today is Sunday. I said when you were not here, 4 Sundays of Zilqa'dah are special days for tawbah. Ghusl and 4 rakat salat. Go read in Mafati in A'mal of Zilqa'dah. When we do tawbah for this, we try not to do it. That is, doing tawbah from this tawbah means we try to remove the imperfections of our tawbah, to purify the tawbah. The conclusion is not, so why should I do tawbah if I have to do tawbah from tawbah? So, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us that we are able in this month of Zilqa'dah and the next Sunday and the 25th of Zilqa'dah, which is the day of Dahwul Azd, we can do some of those amals. And inshallah we elevate ourselves, we go, because as I said, the whole point of this Tawbah is in whatever level and stage we are, we try to go to reach to the second, to the next level. If we are in the first level, we go to the next level. And if we are in the fifth level, we go to the sixth. If we are on the 97th, we have to reach to the 99th. So it's all Tawbah. Even all, as you see, as I told you, all Anbiya and Prophets of Allah were doing Tawbah. And Allah commands even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. This is a good answer to those who say, a good answer of those people to us. To us means the type of thinking that we have said. Look, even Prophet was doing sin. Allah is inviting him to keep away from sins. Whereas, why Allah says to Prophet, astaghfirhu? Istighfar from what, Abin? Do you think Prophet was sinning? So why Allah asked him to sin?
To give an example for the other people there.
No. The reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's important that is the whole essence of this few sessions of Tawbah is every level there is Tawbah in every level. Level of Prophet is not doing the sins that we do. Probably the level of Prophet is the level, of course, we don't understand. We do not understand. The level of Prophet is that something may just pass his heart. Even it's not that, it's much higher than that. Because passing the heart, bad things from the heart, is the level of mutawassitin. It's not the level of high people. But I do not have examples to give you what could have been Allah. Why would have Allah asked Prophet to do istighfar? I said one thing. I say it to those who might want to understand. Once I said it, zambuka, wujudaka, akbaruz. Wujudaka zambun la yuqasu bihi zamb. Of course, this is not our level. We don't understand why wujud is zamb. Bar Muhammad al Muhammad salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa al Muhammad.